T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Congratulations to Courtney, don't call me Beyonce, Knowles of Bowen. She has a pair of tickets to Blues 90s Night, and she gets that voucher for the theme t-shirt of the night, and it's a really cool blues tee with the French horn on it. And she'll be there April 1st when they take on the Colorado Avalanche. If you didn't win those tickets, don't worry. We'll have more tomorrow and more winning on the show. Woo-hoo. Justin Timberlake at the Enterprise Center. It's Timberlake Thursday. When you hear a song by Justin, just be caller 18 and you'll win. Jen, you weren't here yesterday.
Yes.
But my great idea for the Blues, if they can get these two guys to start working together like Hull and Oates did back in the day.
Ooh, what?
Sanford and Sundquist.
Yes! That is amazing.
All right. I'm just telling you, it's available for trademarking Blues.
Listen.
Let's get it going.
Put them on the line together.
I don't even know if they played. I don't know anything about what either of them plays, but together they could be a powerful thing.
That's amazing.
All right. It's time for...
Who on the show now? Who on the show now?
Oh, it's that time again. Thursdays around 8:25, we have Paige come in from the Events and Experiences team. Hello, Paige.
Hi.
You're looking very, very fancy. I was trying to explain.
Very put together.
She has like an animal print jacket and these really cool earrings, tassel earrings. She looks like she's... This is like...
I'm serving a look today.
Are those your college colors?
No.
Were we supposed to wear college colors today?
Yeah.
For the basketball-themed food.
Mm-hmm. well, yes. So, Paige polls people in the building, and they say who on the show would be most likely to do something. Sometimes it's a good thing, and we feel really good about ourselves when we get the most votes.
Or bad about ourselves because we didn't get any votes.
Yes, and then sometimes it's a bad thing, like not returning the cart to the cart corral shopping.
It still pains
Courtney that people painted her like that.
It's not me. It's not me, Entercom St. Louis.
Let me ask another question about the cart corral. Okay, there's a place that I go all the time where there are two stores opposite each other.
No, I know what you're talking about right now.
And there's a corral.
Trader Joe's.
Trader Joe's and Target. And there is a corral that is clearly a Target corral, but some people put the Trader Joe's cart in there.
Ooh.
Is that a bad thing?
Well, yeah.
At least they're putting it back.
I feel like it's not in the way of cars parking where it could hit your car.
Yes, you're right. It's not bad for them, but for the employees.
Yes, it is a bummer.
Yeah.
All right, let's start off with some real questions that you asked people. Go ahead.
All right. Who on the show is most likely to inject their veins with juice? I'm kidding. All right. Who on the show...
Do you mean now?
Who on the show orders takeout the most?
Tim.
Lance.
Oh, that's right.
Might be me, although I've really kind of...
You're more of a dine-in guy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, Tim, Courtney, and Lance all came in with 3 and Kevin with 1.
I think that's pretty fair.
Jen's at home cooking the healthy meals for her family.
Jen hasn't had takeout in 7 years.
Is that true?
No.
Who on the show orders the most expensive coffee?
Oh,
Jen.
I don't mind spending some money on a good coffee.
Yeah, right.
Definitely not me.
Jen.
The coffee beans, not necessarily the coffee, but yeah.
I think coffee beans are kind of a ripoff. You don't get as much. Once you grind them, it doesn't... Who won?
Tim!
Really?
Tim has 5
coffee
votes. Oh, I've been with him before.
Barely.
When he's gotten some tutti frutti thing from Starbucks.
I get a chai tea latte.
Yeah, he's not the coffee
guy.
But
Jen had 4 votes and Courtney had 1 vote.
You don't know us at all. I mean, Entercom St. Louis.
Are you guys buying a coffee every day outside of here?
No.
No.
Because I'm approaching that point, so maybe that is right.
Okay.
You're not satisfied with our coffee?
No, I mean, when I leave here.
No, I'm not.
No, that's why I buy expensive, more expensive coffee and make it at home.
Just like anything, you get tired of the same coffee right. every day.
Yeah. Who on the show would be most likely to play hooky from school?
Me, all the way.
Courtney.
If she doesn't get 10 votes, I would be very surprised.
Well, Courtney got 7 votes.
Mm-hmm. Way to go, Entercom St. Louis.
You got one right. Tim had 2 votes and Lance had 1.
When I was young, there were some times.
Yeah.
Truant.
College, I didn't know how to get there.
I didn't even call it hooky. I called it Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
To some point, you stopped scheduling classes before noon.
Oh, yeah.
And then that didn't matter.
At some point, I stopped scheduling classes, period.
Who on the show would be the best at getting out of a traffic ticket?
Tim.
Well, no, he has more traffic tickets than anybody.
I probably get pulled over more than anybody.
Yeah, he's more practiced.
Yeah, but once they see that Courtney Landrum, they're like, oh,
yeah,
we're going to give her a ticket.
I'm a for real crier, but I can also cry on command.
She can cry. Yeah. She could cry right now if she wanted
that
to.
That has gotten me out of
Paige.
Oh, my God. This got me out.
If it's Officer Newton John, then it's going to happen.
So many tickets.
Isn't that frightening?
Have you ever thought about getting into acting?
It's frightening.
Can't even tell you how many tickets.
This is what it sounds like when Jim cries.
Oh, gosh. All right. Well, Jen had 3 votes. Uh-huh. Okay. Lance had 3 votes.
Uh-huh.
Everyone got votes here. Tim had 2. Courtney had 1. Kevin got 1. Okay.
Oh, really?
Okay. Final question. Who on the show would be most likely to win an eating competition?
Oh, Kevin. Oh,
no, I failed miserably.
I feel like this is an Lance. Insult if I win.
Yeah, I don't think the girls got any votes.
Let me ask you, did the girls get any votes?
The girls got no votes.
Okay. Okay.
So I'm going to say Lance.
I'd say Lance.
Yeah, me too.
Depending
Kevin has a weak
food.
Stomach.
Yes.
And it also depends on the food for Lance because, you know, he's like, only had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich once when we made him try one.
Also true.
Tim would not win this.
If I was in an eating competition with Lance, I would just touch all of his food and then he wouldn't eat anything.
Oh, yeah, right.
Also true.
All right, who got the most?
Kevin had 5 votes.
5?
Wow.
Lance had 4 votes. Oh, okay. And Tim had 1.
Yeah, nobody watched you drink that green.
Oh, my God. 45 minutes later, he couldn't finish the juice.
There were onions in it. Juiced onions.
Thank you, babe.
You guys drink some juiced onions.
Entertainment Schmicks up next.
You're listening to Courtney and Company on Y98.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.